I first became involved in the Iditarod when I helped my friend Frank Teasley, a high school friend from Michigan, run his first race in 1990. He stayed at my house. He had his dog truck. We took him downtown, started the race. We had the Teasley team. We picked him up in Eagle River, Wasilla, the Knick Bar, and we watched Hobo Jim sing the Iditarod song as we pushed him off into the wilderness.
Here we go.
I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I'm the president of the Iditarod Trail Committee. I've been honored to be that for 4 years. I have, obviously, an interest in the race, an interest in the excitement, and an interest in ensuring that the race is around for a long time. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was watching Pete Kaiser come into Nome in the chute at about 3 in the morning when he won the race a couple of years ago. And they had sent a native band from Bethel playing traditional native music for about an hour before he got into the finish. And it was just a magical moment, celebrating mushing, celebrating the Iditarod, celebrating Native peoples of Alaska in the history. It was very fitting and wonderful.
Yes.
What I know for sure in life is that family is the most important, and friends, and enjoying every day and living your passions and trying to remember that every day is important, and spend the time and tell the people you have in your life that you love them and you want the best for them.